Hey everybody, yesterday we lifted up and talked a little bit about the difficulties that social workers experience, and we prayed for them yesterday. Well, it would only be natural and right for us to follow that up with praying for foster families, those families who open their homes, those families who open their lives, those families who sacrifice their time and their finances and their sometimes their freedom in order to foster children. You know, D'Lynn and I have some very good friends that are foster parents or who have been foster parents, and we just have so much admiration for those people who day after day, and many of them year after year, continue to care for foster children. What a high calling, but what a difficult calling. And I truly believe that those families who invest in these kids and bring these kids into their homes, I believe that God has rewards for them in heaven. You know, Jesus says, whoever gives so much as a cup of cold water to one who has less is going to be rewarded. And so, Father, as we pray today, I ask that you would be with those families in our community who are foster parents, in our church who are foster parents. God, I just pray that you would give them strength and that you would remind them, Lord, that what they do is not in vain and that they are amazing seed planters. They are amazing followers of Matthew 25:40 in caring for those who have less. Father, would you help us to, in any way that you lead us to encourage and support those who take on this responsibility of being foster parents. What a blessing they are to those children. Lord, would you help them to lead these kids in the time they have them into relationship with the Lord? Would you make conversations come naturally and beautifully? Would you give them the words to say? I just thank you for the lives that have been changed through those in our church, specifically who have taken in foster kids and some of them adopted foster kids. And just thank you for them today, Lord. Bless them abundantly and reward them for their labor. In Jesus' name.